appreciate you all being here. I wasn't sure who would be here or not. I guess some have to be here. But after the symposium we had yesterday, it's easy to focus on FOV Race 4 and the importance of that and what you all have done in Texas and also in California. But the truth of the matter is that most of us who fight Fusarium Wilt do not fight Fusarium Race 4. We fight other races. And anyone who's been to Georgia and some of these fields I'm going to show you, it is absolutely devastating. On an overall scale in Georgia, it's a small problem, but for the farmers who face it, for the farmers who have it in their fields, it's probably one of the most devastating issues we have as far as disease, the combination diseases and nematodes. And so we have new tactics to fight this, the fighting of the nematodes, our fighting of the Fusarium wilt here, because it goes hand in hand with nematodes, is largely around the nematicides that we have opportunity to use now. And so that's what I want to address and talk about these. First identified in 1892 in Alabama, stunting, wilting, chlorosis, vascular discoloration. One of the big differences between the Fusarium wilt we're talking about here and what they've seen, say, in Texas or in California, is we have significant stem discoloration, vascular discoloration, where when I was looking at with the Race 4, Jason's to be more of a root rot, or you see more or less distinct symptoms from what we see. We've been over this ad nauseum yesterday, but again, they have the soil-borne pathogen, forms a disease complex with plant pathogenic nematodes. And so all of the race types I'm going to talk about today, and only talk about them briefly, none of them are the Race 4. What makes the Race 4 particularly of a concern is you don't need that nematode interaction, whereas with all the other races we do, we need that interaction. For a long time, it was believed, or it's been talked about, is the relationship between the root knot nematode. But in Georgia, while we do have the root knot nematode, and Eddie Beasley in the back is doing a PhD on this very subject, the root knot nematode is important, but not nearly as important in our experience as the sting nematode is, Balaena lamus. Race types that we've looked at in Georgia, we've seen, the race types go with Fusarium oxysporum vasinfectum. You can see the ones 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, and 8, and then some novel types, LA108, 110, 112, 127. You know, I'm not an expert on the nomenclature of these, but all I can tell you is we don't have 4, and we do have a number of the other ones in the state. Okay. And as you can see, the Race 4 so far is California and in Texas, but in Georgia, we have a number of the other ones. And this has become more and more apparent. We've had greater interest as we've had greater losses to the races. Okay. The symptoms of Fusarium wilt that we're talking about, these would be the races other than 4. You can see a very distinct vascular discoloration, especially late in the season. It's unmistakable on what it is. The interventral chlorosis on the young plants or on the older plants, that can occur even without Fusarium wilt, but it's especially pronounced when we do have Fusarium wilt. And we're keying in more and more our growers on that. So split the stem, look at that, and see those leaves. It's very, very diagnostic. Now, as Bob Nichols talked about yesterday, we have some especially aggressive strains. As we've looked early on when I was doing collections, we'd go at the end of the season, we'd find the plants that looked especially damaged. We'd split the stem. We would see they had the discoloration, Fusarium wilt. As we looked more and more closely, we do have fields where plants are dying much earlier than that. And in fact, it looks very much like a seedling disease. I guess you could call it a seedling disease, but we refrain from that. We have rhizoctonia, we have pythium to some degree, but we still call this symptom to be Fusarium wilt. And even though it's affecting young plants, and no matter how small the plants are, if it gets in there, if it hasn't already dried down, we split the stem and we can see that vascular discoloration. So the big change has been recognizing a greater awareness of this problem, but also seeing that plants younger and younger are being killed, and it's affecting stand as well. Disease most prevalence in our sandier soils, that's likely because that's where our greatest concentration of root knot nematodes, especially sting nematodes. Sting nematodes often co-occur. I would say in 90% from a survey, 90% of our fields with the Fusarium wilt are sting nematode infested. It's not on most farms, but on the farms that it is, it's devastating. It is tremendously yield limiting. There's very frustration amongst the growers. They've gone from calling this, well, that's just sorry dirt, to now they're starting to recognize what the problem is. Great frustration on how they can manage it. Lack of management options, which is one of the reasons why we're doing this test today. Here's the region where we find most of the Fusarium wilt. It's not exclusive in that area. We do find it up north sometimes with reniform nematodes. But again, it's in our sandier areas from about Decatur County up through Tattnall County at the north, at either end of that ellipse. That's where we find the greatest losses and the greatest damage. Hannah Halpern and Dr. Maren Brewer in our plant pathology department at the University of Georgia have done race typing of a number of these different isolates we've collected, and you can see that there's that between 2015 and 2016, we're picking up considerably more of the LA-110, the LA-108. I'm not exactly sure that why that is. Race 1, Race 8, 108, and 110 tend to be our prevalent ones that we have in our fields. What does that mean as far as management? I really don't know, but I can say that that's the kind of race types we're facing. Okay. Okay. What are research objectives what I do today? Assess the efficacy of fortimaticides for management of fusarium wilt on cotton. Look at that now. And that's where we have said originally three, but we put Propulse in now. We'll talk about that. And also assess performance of varieties reported to have resistance to fusarium wilt. Companies are coming to us now. They've even published, Scott, you, I think, brought it to our attention that 1840 was reported to have resistance to fusarium wilt. If it does, it doesn't have it in the presence of sting nematodes. And so we're also interested, how can we deploy varieties? And to date, we're not seeing much from that. Trials conducted in Tift County over those years, Tatnall County, which is, those are basically two ends of the ellipse. Our treatments included Telone, Vellum Total, AgLogic, and Propulse in this final year. Propulse is a combination of fluopyram and prothioconazole, which Bayer Crop Science will hopefully bring to the cotton and furrow market we can use. Our varieties varied in these tests. Soil samples were taken to assess nematode populations. 2015, no root knot nematode. I don't have the sting numbers, but that's probably what was there. Tift in 2017, a small number of root knot nematodes, but 5 to 8.4 Zane for us. If you're finding sting nematodes on that order, that's significant for us. The tomato shed field in Tatnall County, again, zero root knot, fewer sting nematodes, less damage, but sting nematodes. Strawberry field, more sting nematodes. And then in Tifton, again, a combination of root knot and sting. But sting seems to be the common denominator in what we're looking at. Tift County, in this trial, this was a second rating we did. This was on a scale of 1 to 5. We changed it after this. It was assessing plots, saying how much visible damage do we see plot-wise. It wasn't a very good way to do it. We changed it. But you can see with Vellum Total 487, which is root knot nematode resistant, we did get a significant reduction in damage, but with the 1454, also root knot nematode resistant, but very susceptible to fusarium wilt, no difference with the Vellum Total. And with the 1252, actually we saw less damage on my rating scale where we put the Vellum Total, or more damage where we put the Vellum Total out. So the scale wasn't very good. But what is of interest, and it wasn't statistically significant, but from a grower standpoint, everywhere we put Vellum Total out, we saw a yield increase. That's 16 ounces of Vellum Total versus nothing. And the 487 is root knot nematode resistance. The 1454 is root knot nematode resistance. The hope was we could solve this problem with root knot nematode resistance. We couldn't for two reasons. First, varieties like 1454 are extremely susceptible to fusarium wilt. And the second thing is we're fighting sting nematodes more than root knot nematodes, and it really doesn't matter if we got a resistant variety or not to the root knot nematode. This is in Tatnall County in 2017. Imidacloprid was our check. This is a plant height. You can see a growth response for the Vellum Total, the AgLogic, and the Telone. Remember, if you probably don't remember, this was a fairly light field, sting nematodes, but not in very heavy population. And you can see when we looked at the severity of fusarium wilt, and this was where we went through the plot and we counted plants that were affected versus those that weren't. And so this was actually a count of. So when we say percent, if it's 10%, that means 10 out of 100 plants were symptomatic and they were confirmed at harvest by splitting the stems. Okay, and so what we can see is in a field that does not have tremendous sting nematodes, Vellum Total Travis, AgLogic, and Telone will take care or will reduce the amount of fusarium wilt versus imidacloprid. The grower had two trials for us. He said after he harvested the first one, the next one I'm going to show you, the strawberry field, he said there was no need to harvest this one because he already knew the answer, and you can't always argue with the grower when they don't want to pick it. But we could see the benefit from the nematicides, AgLogic, and Vellum Total in a light pressure situation. The strawberry field was much heavier, higher nematode, higher sting nematode populations. And you can see with the higher sting nematode populations, plant height with Vellum Total and AgLogic was not different. It took the Telone to bring the plant height up. When you looked at percent severity, Terry, we did the same thing. This was counting plants. What percent of the plants were symptomatic for fusarium wilt? You can see that we did get a numeric reduction with the Vellum Total and the AgLogic. They are doing something out there, but the only one that really provided the control we needed was the Telone, with this higher level sting nematodes and a very important or very severe level of fusarium wilt. And when you look at yields, only the Telone stood up to it. Only the Telone. After harvesting this field, the grower said, there's no need. I know what works and what doesn't. That's why he didn't harvest the other one for us, unfortunately. But because it would have been lower pressure situation. But when you got high sting populations, high pressure from Fusarium wilt, it takes telone. Lower pressure, you can get by with it. Tiff County, in 2017, this was a lower sting nematode population. You can see that there was a height response with all of these nematicides, whether Vellum Total, Ag Logic, or Telone versus the imidacloprid. When we looked at the Meloidogyne incognita, this was the root dot nematode that was in the field. We did get a reduction in this, not significant, but there was at least a numeric reduction with that. And with the Balanolamus, we had no difference at the end of the season. But again, this is probably the one that was causing the most damage with the Fusarium wilt. What's that translate into the percent Fusarium wilt? You can see the imidacloprid under a little bit less pressure than we had in Tatnall County at the strawberry field. We are getting reductions of Fusarium wilt with the Vellum Total and with the Ag Logic. That's why I got confidence. If growers are doing nothing else than using those in fields that are appropriate, we can get reductions. The Telone was better. That was not taken to, it was taken to yield, but there were problems with the scales. That's the story of my life. Last trial to talk about, this is in 2018. So what we have to date is we can show that under high pressure, it's only telone that will perform well enough, that will increase yields, that will protect the plant. Under lower pressure from the sting nematodes, both Vellum Total and Ag Logic will do it. In 2018, we looked at several varieties, 1646, which we know is high yielding but susceptible. Delta Fine 1840 was apparently based, Kathy, on the information from Auburn. They were marketing that as Fusarium wilt resistant. Phytogen 350 was suggested as being Fusarium resistance, and NextGen 3406. The yellow is dead plants. These plants were killed by the Fusarium. And what you can see is that the telone had the only thing that really reduced the amount of dead plants and the propulse. The propulse did as well. Propulse is a combination of fluopyram and prothioconazole. The others did not. Okay. When you look at the second planting or the second rating in yellow, that is so the blue would have been the first one. That's the number of dead plants from Fusarium wilt. The yellow is later in the season. That's going through and pulling ten plants, splitting the stems and determining whether they were symptomatic or not. So a 6 on that scale would mean that 6 out of 10 plants were symptomatic. And again, it's the telone, which is significantly different under this pressure. The propulse, which looked very good, has the lowest numeric. It was better than some of these varieties, but not significantly better than everything. When we look at yields, okay, 1413, the 1646 with telone was the highest yielder, and it was significantly better than others. When you look at the 1646 plus propulse, that was our second best treatment. It was not statistically different from the telone, but not statistically different from the Ag Logic or the 1840 with the Admire Pro. But our greatest hope out of this is that we may have something coming from propulse that growers who either cannot get the telone or who don't want to put it out, the propulse will be an answer for them. What does propulse offer? What does propulse offer Vellum Total? They both have fluopyram. They can both be put out at a rate with the fluopyram, which is effective against a certain level of nematodes. But the propulse also has prothioconazole, and prothioconazole, Gary, has activity against Fusarium. And our hope is that we're getting a combination of nematode control and possibly some control on the Fusarium as well. That's the only way we can explain some of the results we saw. So in conclusion, we've assessed management in Fusarium wilt in 5 fields. Sting nematodes were present at least 4 of the 5 fields, likely 5. We just didn't have the counts on the other one. Southern root knot nematode was only present in 2 of the 5. It's very clear and continues to be clear that in most of our fields with Fusarium wilt, where it's a problem, it's sting and not root knot nematode. What does that mean to growers planting a 1747 or a 480 or a 440 is likely not to help with the Fusarium wilt? Where harvest was taken, or where we're able to take harvest, if you have low sting nematode populations, both Ag Logic and Vellum Total were appropriate. However, when you got the higher sting nematode problems, and that led to greater Fusarium wilt, only telone was able to perform. And none of the varieties stood up any better than any of the other varieties. With that, I'll conclude, and I'll be happy to take any questions you have. Again, these are Fusarium wilt other than Race 4. Yes, ma'am. If we find one sting nematode in the field, we treat. Sting nematode does not need fusarium wilt to be a problem, but fusarium wilt truly complicates the issue. Bob's been to those fields, and I mean, he came away duly impressed. Okay.
Any more questions?
Do we think the sting is spreading? I can tell you this, that our reports are spreading. We got Scott Brown, Jeremy Kickler, some of these guys are out in the field a lot. Do you think it's spreading, or do you just think the grower awareness is more?
The last 35 years, it's gone from being almost non-existent in the Cockpit County area to probably being somewhere around 10%.
Okay. So they've got better information than me. So two things. It may be spreading, but more importantly, growers are absolutely now aware of it and taking actions. Okay. Thank you.